Okay, today's daf is daf nun gimel. Today's learning is sponsored for Shlema for Brian Lelea, Bas Yehudis Ariella, and for Ila Nishmas Harav Shmuel Moshe Ben Yosef Tzvi by Ariella and Jonathan Brody. So we were talking yesterday about this machlokes, whether or not after chalitza has been performed and then afterwards a kedushin, whether or not that kedushin is chal or not chal. So according to Rabbi Akiva said the kedushin isn't chal because once chalitza has been performed, the chalutza is subject to a lav, and kedushin isn't chal b'chai ve'lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva. But Chacham says no, kedushin is chal even by chai ve'lavin, and even though chalitza was done first, afterwards a kedushin would be chal. But then Rebbe came along. Rebbe was mechalik whether it was a kedushin l'shem ishus or kedusha l'shem yivamus. So he said l'shem ishus works, so that's normal. But l'shem yibam doesn't work because yibam is no longer there. You read the chalitza, the zika doesn't exist anymore. So we had a whole shot according to shitas Abai. So now we're up to shitas Rava. The last four lines of Nun Beis and Mabeis, we're going to see around five different explanations. The machlokas between Rebbe and Chachamim, whether or not a kedushin l'shem yivamim will be effective or not. So Gemara explains shitas Rava. Rava Amar ida Amar la b'maimer yivamim kuliyama lo pligi d'mahania. If chalita was performed first, and then afterwards, someone wanted to marry her and used a mimer yivamin, that actually would be effective, both according to Chacham and Rebbe. V'hacha b'mayaskin, what's the case where they debate? Kigon damar la hiskatschi li bezikas yivamin. We're adding the word zika now. Not if it's yivamin, that's a classic mimer case. That's in essence real kedushin. But zikas yivamin, that's already too much. That is the machlokus. What's the machlokus by zikas yivamin? So Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, going on to Daf Nun Gimel now. Rebbe Savar, Yesh Zika. In general, there's a Zika. V'asa Chalitza, afka ase l'Zika. But in this case, since we did Chalitza, Zika no longer exists. And to try to take a route of Zikas Yevamin as a mimer wouldn't affect, because Zika doesn't exist. It used to exist, but now it doesn't exist anymore. Look at Rashi, how Rashi explains. Yesh Zika, top line. Hide the toughest mimer ba'alma, in general. The way mimer works is in the context of a Zika. You normally say Zikas Yivamin. That's how the Kedushin works, because there's Zika. But Hashta now, in this case, where it was preceded by a Chalitza, the Asa Chalitza, so the Chalitza came prior, Vafkasa, removed the Zika, Valeka Lamemahachi. Now you can't use the language of Zikas Yivamin. So that's why Rebbe holds this language wouldn't work. However, Rabbanan Sari, back in the Gemara, they hold Ain Zika, Mekar. There's never Zika in the beginning. They don't hold of Zika, Rabbanan. And Ila Amar Lehit Skachili Bezikas Yivamin, Mila Mahanya, Hashinami Mahanya. I mean, if one were to use this language of Zikas Yivamin before Chalitza was done, in a regular case, a standard case of Yibam, of Yavam Yivama, he wanted to do Zikas Yivamin, it works. The word Zika is insignificant because Zika doesn't exist in the world of Rabbanim. So just like it didn't exist before Chalitza, so too Zika doesn't exist after Chalitza, and therefore has no impact, and it would be Chal according to Rabbanim. Rashi explains two lines down. Ein Zika, Ein Koach LeZika. There's no strength. Zika is not a concept. V'yafil hachi, nonetheless, me'ikara, initially, even prior to chalitza ever taking place, have a mimer would have been effective even when used the lashon zikas yivamin. So too, after chalitza, zikas yivamin would be effective as well. So that's the machlokas according to Rava's understanding. Now, comes along Shita's Rav Shravya. He says a whole nother pshat. He says, b'chalitza k'shera, if it's a good chalitza, the first chalitza, the initial chalitza was good, everybody agrees, idamrele his kachili, b'zikas yivamin. If there was a good chalitza, the initial chalitza was done, and then he attempted to marry her through a zikas yivamin, that certainly wouldn't work because zika no longer exists. So what's the machlokas? V'hacha b'chalitza psula kamithligi. We're not talking about a chalitza kshera, but a chalitza psula. What's a chalitza psula? If one first gave a get, and then chalitza after the get was given, that makes that second chalitza very, very weak. And that's where you say, will that be weak enough to undo the Zika, or will it not? So it says the Gemara, and then we'll look at Rashi. So, Hacha b'chalitza psula, kamiflagi. Mar Savar, Rebbe holds chalitza psula, potaris. Even though it's weak, it was preceded by a get, and therefore the second chalitza is weaker, nonetheless, has the ability to remove the Zika, and doesn't allow the Zika sivamen to be chal afterwards. Umar Savar, Rabban hold, chalitza psula, ain't a potaris. It's too weak to have an effect. And therefore, there's still some Zika that exists there. And if one wants to perform the mimer of Yibam Zikas, Yibam, it would be effective. Says Rashi to explain this. Rashi says, first now, lying down, V'hacha b'chalitza psula, k'gon shechalitz achar haget, kimiflagi. That's the machlokas. Rabbanan savrei lo afkase shapir. It's not a strong enough way to remove the zika. It's a very weak chalitza, and therefore the zika still exists. And yesh achareklum, and therefore afterwards the yibum zikas yibum would be effective. Hilkach kani maimer, and Rebbe holds that no chalitza psula does remove the zika entirely, not allowing the kedushin a maimer of zikas yibum to take effect.
The same person that got the money afterwards, or was it for a different co-wife, and then
I don't remember the initial case. I think it's the same one, though. I'm pretty sure it's the same one. So then the Gemara says another pshat is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar Tuchuyama Chalitza Psula Eino Poteres. No, everybody agrees if it's a weak chalitza, meaning there's a get and then a chalitza. That chalitza is very weak and will not remove the zika. The zika still exists. V'hacha b'yesh tenai b'chalitza kemiflagi. They argue whether or not a tanai has any place in the world of chalitza. Mar savar yesh tanai b'chalitza. So Rebbe holds that there's a tanai. So it's a situation where they made a tanai, and the tanai wasn't fulfilled. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. The tanai wasn't fulfilled. So if the tanai wasn't fulfilled, that means the chalitza wasn't effective. It wasn't chal. And mar savar ain the tanai b'chalitza. The other one felt that the tanai doesn't exist, and if you it didn't fulfill the tanai, it doesn't make a difference. The chalitza still worked. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. So Rashi says, yesh tanai b'chalitza. The chalitza will take place only if they give it $200. Rebbe Saver, ein tanai moel b'chalitza. Tanai has no place in the world of chalitza. The afilu lo nitna lo, even if she doesn't give it to him, ein tanai moel. V'havi chalitza, chalitza is therefore effective. And if chalitza is effective, that means the kedushin afterwards won't be chal. Hilkach lo tafes maimer. The yibum that's done afterwards in the lashon zikas yivamim won't be affected because the chalitza was good, even though he made a tanai, he didn't fulfill a tanai. The tanai really is insignificant. To hafkase lizikasa, but according to the rabbanim, yesh tanai v'chokama de lo kaima. So long as you didn't fulfill the stipulation, lapaka zika, the zika doesn't get removed because the chalitza isn't good. V'chi amar laiskachili ayde kasev zeh b'zikas yivamim, it would be kana because the zika still is present. That's his understanding of machlokas about whether tanai has an effect in chalitza. What's the deeper machlokas has to do with tanai b'nei gad b'nei ruven, that whole discussion. And then the final pshat is Ravina. Ravina amar d'chul yamol yesh tanai b'chalitza. Everybody agrees, if you make a tanai in the chalitza, that tanai will hold back the chalitza from being effective. If you fulfill the tanai, it's a good chalitza. And if you do not fulfill the tanai, it won't be a good chalitza. So what's the machlokas here? Hacha b'tanai kafel kemiflagi. They're arguing about whether or not one requires having to do a tanai kafel. What's tanai kafel? That you say, if I do this, then X. If I don't do this, then Y. You have to say both possibilities, both outcomes. Mar savar ba'inan tanai kafel. One holds you do have to have a tanai kafel. Umar savar lo ba'inan tanai kafel. So Rashi explained, just speaks this out for us. Hacha b'tanai kafel kemiflagi. Kagon de lo kafli the tanai. The Rebbe, Ba'inan Tanai Kafel, he says you do require a Tanai Kafel. Just like in general, when it comes to monetary discussions, you have to have a Tanai Kafel. So too when it comes to the world of Chalitza. If I recall correctly, I didn't have a chance to look this up. I believe the Rambam and the Ravid have a Machlokas, whether or not Tanai Kafel and all the different Mishpatei Tanayim they're called, all the requirements of a Tanai that's learned out from B'nai Gad, B'nai Ruvain, whether or not that applies to the world of Ishus. So I think Rambam and Ravid argue about this, which is seemingly what the machlokas here is between Rebbe and Rabbanan according to this understanding. So again, says Rashi, in situation Rebbe holds ba'inan tanai kafel, kit tanai b'nei gar b'nei ruvein, v'hai dilo kafle, this person who did not make the tanai kafel, he only said one side, not the other side, im tisnei tehe chalitza, im lo tisnei lo tehe chalitza, he didn't say that. L'havri tanai, that's not an effective tanai, lib tulei chalitza, to nullify the chalitza. In other words, the tanai is as if it didn't exist, and therefore the chalitza was a good chalitza, and that does not allow the Yibum afterwards, the Maimer of Yibum, to take place after, to take effect afterwards. But according to Rabbanan, who hold that you don't need a Tanai Kafel. So if you made the Tanai and without the Kafel, and you didn't fulfill the Tanai, the Chalitza is never Chal, and that would allow the Zika to still be in existence, and allowing then the Maimer of Yibum to be Chal after the fact. So these are the 5 different suggestions of what Machloket between Rebbe and Chacham is. So now the Gemara says the rest of the parak, for the most part, is really very technical. We have to go back, hopefully maybe only one time we'll go back, but go back to that original mission we had in the beginning of the parak here about the maimer, achar maimer, and ger, achar met, and the different orders. So we're going to go to a pretty technical, not hard necessarily, but very technical in reading that mission. So the Gemara now says the two dots, chalitz, the asa maimer, v'nasan get, ubal. So just quoting part of the mission, and we noted already in that Mishnah that said after chalitza ain moklum, meaning once chalitza was done, afterwards nothing else can be done. Chalitza is real, ends the game. And similarly, the Mishnah had said, didn't use the language, once bia is performed, the yibum is performed, oh, so after the bia, ain klum. There's nothing after the bia. So we Rashi already foreshadowed to us that how come the Mishnah said the lashon ain achar chalitza klum, but never said ain achar bia klum? Why didn't it mention that as well? Both the halakhos are true, but never stated that. So asks the Gemara, v'nisne nami ein achar bia klum. Once bia has been performed, that's a full kinyan, that's yibum, and afterwards a mimer, a geta, anything afterwards won't have any halos, just like by the chalitza, ein achar chalitza klum. So why did the Mishnah express this? So the Gemara says, abai v'rava, damar tavai, both held, tana ein achar bia klum, ein achar nami, they had a mesorah that our Mishnah did teach, ein achar chalitza klum, ein achar bia klum. But the truth is, Rashi explains, no, they had a lashon only ein achar bia klum. Our Mishnah had a lashon ein achar chalitza klum. You only have to teach one of them. The other one would have been learned from the other. You only have to mention one. Why? Because the Mishnah likes to be terse. Doesn't like to be excessive. So while Abai and Rava had the language ein achar bia klum, and hu adin, we would learn ein achar chalitza klum, our Mishnah taught, the Tana Didan, our Mishnah said, hataris yivama l'shuk adifale, they wanted to teach chalitza, ein achar chalitza klum, and we learned from that, hu adin, ein achar bia klum. Why? Because it was a greater chiddush to teach me that she's mutter to the shuk without anything. In other words, if bias has taken place, so the way after yibum has been performed, she would require a get after the bia to be permitted to somebody else. But the greater chiddush is, after chalit has been performed, nothing else is needed for her to be permitted to the shuk. So therefore, there's a greater chiddush to teach ein achar chalitza klum, and then we can understand hu adin ein achar bia klum. And then that's the answer of the Gemara. So then the Mishnah says, rather the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, echad yivama achas echad shtei yivamos. The Mishnah said, whether it's one yavam to one yivama, one yavam to two yivamos, two yivamin to one yivama, it's all the same halachas of the Mishnah. So our Gemara points out, we saw earlier Ben Azai, a couple days ago, our Masnisin, our Mishnah, is Deloki Ben Azai. The Tanya Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, Bishnei Yivamin, Yivama Achas, because he felt each yavam had their own koch of a Maimer, so they each do a Maimer to the same yivama, there's a chalos. However, the other way he says, Ein Maimer Echad Acher Maimer, Bishnei Yivamos, Yavam Echad. But one yavam to do mimer to two different ladies, that will not have any chalos, because each yavam only has one mimer to use. He can't use one mimer twice, so that wouldn't be chal according to Ben Azai, which clearly goes against our Mishnah. They just point out it's not authored by Ben Azai. So then the Gemara says, these next few little sections here, it's almost repetitive. So the Gemara says, Ketzad, quotes from the Mishnah, Ketzad mimer lezu v'chule. So we're going to first read the Gemara, then we'll look at Rashi to fill in the blanks here. Lema Masaila, let's suggest our mission. We don't know which state of the mission we're talking about. Rashi will fill that in for us. Lema Masaila, let's suggest Lishmua. This is a support for Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel chalatz lebalis mimer lo niftira tarasa. So if a person did mimer to one woman and then he does chalitza to her afterwards, that chalitza is weak and does not have the ability to exempt the tzara and to tiyufta to Rav Yosef. So now what's going on here? So look at Rashi all the way down. On the last two narrow lines, Rashi says, Lema Masaile Lushmuel. A Mimer Luzu, Vachalitz Luzu Kai, referring to the case where he did Mimer to one Yivama, and he did Chalitza to the other Yivama. Midelo Nakat Chalitza Abayas Mimer. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say, do Chalitza to the one he did Mimer to, it's a Masaile Lushmuel, it supports Shmuel, Damar Chalitz Lebailis HaMimer, Lo Niftirat Sarasa. If he gave Mimer to one person, did Mimer to one Yivama, and they did a chalitza, Shmuel holds that chalitza is very weak and will only exempt the Baal's Mimer, but won't exempt the Tzara. Why? Because Chavin the Bai get l'mamar, because once he gave a Mimer, in addition to the chalitza now, he also requires a get, l'havya chalitza malia, so that's not called a strong chalitza, because you need a chalitza and a get in this case. Again, it is just a regular Zika, gives chalitza that ends everything. But once, to this first woman, he gives a Mimer to her. So now to release her, chalitza is not strong enough. He needs a chalitza plus a get. That's called the chalitza psula, and it's not strong enough to exempt her and her tzara, only her. Her tzara also requires a chalitza. So it's lo havi chalitza maliasa, lafuka zika de chaverta, to undo the other zika. So that requires a chalitza as well. So this must be a support for Shmuel, that the Mishnah says you do chalitza to the one you gave a get to, not the one you did a mimer to. I'm sorry, it doesn't say you could do chalitza to one you gave a get to, not the one to. They do the chalitza to the other one, to the tzara, not to the Baal's Maimer. Because the Tobias Maimer is too weak, so you do it to the Tzara, and that's strong enough. That's a Mal Yusa to release both them. So that supports Shmuel, and to Tiyuf to Terev Yosef, says Rashi, why? Damar Ba'acholitz, we learned the Daf Mem Dalad, Lo Yishvoch Adam Meibaro. A person shouldn't spill out the waters, meaning what? Ba'achem Tzrichem Lehem, people need them. Deha, Hacha, here, the Chalas Lechaverta, the Kamaisa Ba'iget. What happens is, two women are now considered chalitzas and grusha. You gave a get to one, you did chalitza to the other one, now two women are ruined, they can't marry kohanim. Why not just give chalitza the one you gave a get to? Nimsa posa shten, now they're both disqualified, minakuna. For long, meaning, why don't we say, lichlot lekmaisa, the one you did mimer to, give her chalitza and do the get to her as well, and this way the other one stays free. So why didn't we suggest them? The fact that we say, we don't do that, we have to do chalitza to the tzara, must be that this goes against the shita of Rav Yosef and supports Shmuel. And Gemara says, no. Mi katani cholets lichatchila, cholets katani b'dievet. Maybe if one were do chalitza to the other one, the tzara, that would be strong enough to affect both them. But lichatchila, we shouldn't do that. Lichatchila, you should do chalitza and get to the Baal's Maimer and leave the tzara completely protected and not having to do anything, not to ruin her as well. So that's the understanding of this Gemara. Then the Gemara says, get lezuva, get lezu. Says the Gemara, Lema Masaila, let's say this supports Rabba by Rav Huna. Dama Rabba by Rav Huna, Chalitza Psula, Tzricha, Lechazar, Kol Ha'achim. What's the case here? So, case here, if you look at Rashi, the word Tzricha, so Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down, Y lines down. Tzricha's Mashma, Chalitza, Lechalachas. You need a Chalitza to each of one of the women. And Dechem and the Chalitza stay in Ruha, since each of the Chalitzas are weak, Einachas, Mahen, Botes, Chavarta. One doesn't affect the other ones. The chain katani seifa chain shnei yivamin liyivama achas two yivamin to one yivama dimnasan get zeget zeget each one gives a get to the yivama chalitza shicha chalitza meshem, you need chalitza from both brothers. So again, two yivamin, one yivama, each one gives her a get. Now each one needs to do chalitza after the fact. So this is a support for Rabba Bar Barchana that a chalitza psula requires all the brothers to do chalitza. Meaning normally, in a regular case, one chalitza is enough to remove the yavama and the yitzaros. But here, since it was preceded by a get, the chalitza afterwards is weak. So each of the brothers have to do a separate chalitza. So the fact that our Mishnah says tzricha, so when you do one yavam gives a get to her, and the other yavam gives a get to her, you tzricha, it says in the Mishnah, they both need a chalitza that supports this position of Rabba Bar Barchana. And where it says, no, my trichas, when the Mishnah says trichas, they need chalitza. Not that this case, both yavamin need to do chalitza. No, it means that trichas, ba'am, in general, in this scenario, the yavam, one yavam needs to do a chalitza. Not both, but those cases require trichas, chalitza. But in a chanami, one brother is enough to give chalitza. You don't need both of them. It's not necessarily a support for Rabba by Rav Huna. So then the Gemara says a similar thing. Get lezuva chalitza do another stage in the Mishnah. Lema Masaye Lishmuel, Vitebe Tyufta Derav Yosef, like we said earlier. Again, this is the second half of the Mishnah, same exact scenario, but one versus two Yivamin. Mi Katani, Chalitz, Chalitz Katani Diyavid. Doesn't say Lichachila did do Chalitza, but Diyavid did Chalitza to the Tzara, that would be strong enough to exempt both the Tzara and the Baal Smaimer. And then same thing in the next Mishnah here, Chalitz V'Chalitz O'Chalitz V'Chule. Lisenami, why don't we say at the end of the Mishnah, Ein Acher Biaklum, just like we say Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, and the Gemara says, Abai Rava Ein Echanami Damir Tivar. They learn Tani Ein Acher Biaklum. However, Tani Didan, our author of the Mishnah, Hatars Yivama Lushuk Adifale, and that's why they taught Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara says, Ben Yavam Echad L'Shei Vamos. So the Gemara now says, Bishma, I understand the Rabbi Yochanan. If you remember the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that when Chalitza was performed, if there are multiple brothers and multiple Yivamin, so the din is that once one does chalitza, everyone's dropped down to a lav. I mean, initially, before anything's done, before yibam is in existence, there's iser karis of an eshazach. But once chalitza's been done, every one of the relationships are now dropped down to only a lav. Reish Lakish argued, no, only the person who did chalitza to that yavam, to that yavama, is a lav. But all the other brothers and all the other wives remain the iser karis. So now, in this with his background, says the Gemara, Bishma, I understand the Rebbe Yochanan, the entire family, both all the brothers and all the wives now, all subject to a lav. We need to teach the halacha. To reiterate that point, that by chayvi lavin, the kedushin isn't chal. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, around seven lines up from the bottom here, kulam besa, kol ha'achen al chalutza, all the brothers to the chalutza, val tzarasa, or any of the co-wives, b'lav ba'alma, kechalit atmo. It's as if each of the brothers and each of the co-wives had a chalita. The shlichus didei aver, he did a shlichus. So now we understand, according to that understanding of Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan rather, it's tzrich lashmini. We need to teach mas nisim chalitz lezu. He did chalitza to this one. The awesome maimer bezu who ain't no klum. That the maimer is not effective after chalitza. Chalitza has been done once, and you try to do maimer to another one of the co-wives. That doesn't work because we hold that alpha gav de lab amu. Even though now it's only a relationship of a lav between any of the brothers and any of the co-wives. Nonetheless, gavei lo tafsi kedushin. The kedushin is in chal. Why? Because stam le bekuler Rabbi Kiva, stam mishus like Rabbi Kiva, who holds chayv lavin is ain kedushin ain tofsi. So that's the chiddush according to Rabbi Yochanan. However, in the world of Reish Lakish, who holds that all the other brothers and all the other co-wives are all a kares, so then el Reish Lakish damar kula beta bekares kari. There's still the kares that exists after chalitz has been done. All the other ones are subject to kares. Itzrich lashmina, and you have to teach me that after chalitz has been done, another brother can't do mimer to another one of the co-wives? Of course, that's an Issa Karis. What's the chiddush there? The ain kedushin tovs and bechayv krisis. We need to teach me. Everybody agrees that way. By chayv ilav, and that's a machlokas. So it's into machlokas. We have to teach you that Rabbi Kiva is the author of this mishnah. But bechayv krisis, chayv krisis, no one holds kedushin schal. Why teach me that after chalitza mimer is not chal? Of course, mimer is not chal. If you're holding like Reish Lakish, if chalitza still leaves behind the karis. So says Reish Lakish back. Amr l'Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, according to your svara, your very logic, Rabbi Yochanan, seifa, that the katani baal v'yasa. The first case was chalitza and baal. Chalitza maimer. What about baal v'yasa maimer? What baal? Baal means that one brother, Yohan Yavam, married a Yavama, which is real ancient. Now there's a real marriage. They're ishes now. They're married. So now we're saying if they're married, maimer, now if someone else, another brother, tries to do maimer to this ish, you have to tell me that doesn't work. Baal v'yasa maimer. That doesn't work. The mimer after the beard doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work. It's tzrich lashmini. You have to teach me. Dein kedushin tofsin be'eshes ish. One yavam, brother A, Reuven's already married to her. So if Shimon tries to do it, oh, that's not chal, don't worry. Of course it's not chal. Reuven's already married to her. What's the chiddush there? So just like at the seifa, we taught cases that are not any chiddushim. So to the reisha, we taught cases that are not chiddushim. Even though you're right, it's a chivik krisos by the brothers and the co-wives, we taught that case anyways. Ela aydi detana hataris yavam echad. Yivama achas, tananami shtei yivamas v'yama echad. V'aydi the tanan shtei yivamas v'yama echad, tananami shtei yivamas v'yama achas. Meaning we taught every possible scenario, even though they weren't necessary, we taught all the cases without any need for chidush. So now, on to Amud Beis now. The Gemara says, chalitz v'asa maimer v'nasan v'chule. So the top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis here, the Gemara quotes the Rashi just point out, we're talking about yivam echad v'yivama achas. And it says, Bishma, I understand, chalitz v'asa maimer. So if he does chalitzater, and then he does maimer afterwards, itzrich sakadai techamina. I need to teach me the din that nigza. I need to teach me the din that you it doesn't work. Meaning after chalitza ain't acha chalitza klum. So if he does chalitza to the yavama and then he tries doing maimer, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. It's not effective. So why? What's the chiddush there? So itzrich sakadai. Because again, we're in the world of Rabbi Kiva. So after chalitza, there's a lav and ain't kedushin chal b'chay b'lavin. So after chalitza, maimer is not effective. So that's obvious. Once we know that din, Rabbi Kiva is the author, of course maimer doesn't work after chalitza. So what's the chiddush? So sakadai techamina, I would have thought, nigzer maimer debasa chalitza, I would be gozer. When maimer is given after chalitza, I would be gozer, you need a get. Even though really the maimer isn't chal according to Rabbi Kiva, but still, maimer was done, you should require a get anyways. Why? As a gzera atu maimer dekame chalitza. Because if maimer were to be done before chalitza, and then let's say he does maimer to the lady, then there's chalitza. Chalitza is not good enough. You need chalitza plus a get as well in that case. So what would happen if I did chalitza then a maimer? I don't need anything. But maybe they should require me to have a get when the maimer is after chalitza. Because if I don't require a get in that case, I might think in the opposite case. When you did maimer first and then chalitza, I also don't need get in that case either. But that's not true. In that case, when maimer was first done and then there's a chalitza, I do still require a get. So because of the confusion of the order, maimer before chalitza, chalitza before maimer, maybe I should require get in both cases, lest there be any confusion. Kamashman de lo gazrinim. Even though you're right, by a case of maimer and then chalitza, I still require get. When it comes to chalitza, then maimer, I don't require any get. So that I get. Ella, the case of chalitz v'nasan get lamali. But in the case where the mission talks about, if you first gave chalitza and then you did a get, nothing works. Ein acha chalitza klum. It's about like giving a get to a nachris. You give a get to a random lady, nothing takes effect. So why does the Mishnah have to talk about the case? Of course, what's the chiddush in that case that if you give a chalitza to the lady, she's free, and you give her a get, nothing takes place? Well, of course. Well, what's the chiddush? Lomali. So Rashi, just to kind of add on to the question here, Rashi writes four lines down from the top here, Ela chalitz v'nasan get, v'yavam echar v'yavam achas, lomali. L'may lehenni haget, what would that get, what's the chiddush? If you have a havi that the get should answer her now, she's already answered because she's a chalitza, it's already answered for the chalitza. So what are you teaching me? Oh, after chalitza has been done, ain't nachar chalitza klum. Meaning the get's not chal afterwards. What would the get be chal anyways? So the Gemara says, ulatamech, according to your svara, ema say for the sefer of the Mishnah, baal, the asamimer, if there is first bia and a real yibum, this talking about a case of a yavam and yavam achas as well. So then, bia v'asamimer, baal v'nasan get, so that case. So bishma, I understand, baal v'nasan get, the chidisher. That when there's bia and then get's enough. I mean, you don't need chalitz in that case. It's a chiddush because maybe I would have thought nigzer get the baser bila, or to get the kame bila. What would happen in this case? Let's say if you have a case of get first and then bia, so the din is you require another get afterwards. So maybe if there's bia then get, you would also require a certain din. What does that mean? Look at Rashi to explain further. Rashi says latamech baal. V'yasamaimer v'yavam v'yavama achas lamali bishmai nesem bal v'nasan get. You did bia, you kona here, you require get. There's a chiddush there. It's derech lemisay ein achar bia klum. After bia has been formed, you don't need anything else. Dinafka b'haygita v'lo b'haychalitza. Once you did bia, and all you need is get to end that relationship, you don't need a chalitza anymore at that point because the bia kamaisa afgas lezika. The bia that was initially done removed the zika. But maybe I would have thought maybe you should require chalitza even in that instance. Why? Because Saka Dai Techamina says Rashi, Ligzer get the Ba'asar Bia, the Lo Tiske they beget below Chalitza. Maybe I should be goes there that when there's Bia, Yibum, and then get, maybe it's not enough with a get, with that Ayos and the Chalitza. Why? Atu get the Mekami Bia, because of the concern of get was first given and then Bia, the Lo Lamer get Sagi Bivama, the Makam Chalitza. Because maybe I would have thought, let's say you gave get, a regular case, you gave get instead of Chalitza. I would have thought, oh, that works. Because if it works by Bia and then get ends it, maybe if before bia I gave get, that would be sufficient as well. I don't need chalitza, and that's certainly wrong. In a regular case, yavam tiyavama, you give get, you still need a chalitza afterwards. The get's not alone. If there's bia first, and then a get afterwards would be effective entirely. You don't need chalitza. Because the cases are confusing, kamashalan, that once bia is done, you don't need einach or bia klum. It's enough to just have get. You don't need chalitza. So that, I get a chiddush. However, the other case, aval bal, also maimer lomeli. Let's say you do bia. You're married. And then you do mimer afterwards, the Gemara says, ein achar bia klum. Of course, ein achar bia klum. Once there's a bia, you can't remarry your wife anymore. It's one yavam, one yavama. So what's the chiddush of a bia of a mimer, ein achar bia klum? What would the chiddush be? So the Gemara says, you're right. There wasn't need to teach me that case. Ella, I did the tani chalitz of asa mimer, tainami bal of asa mimer. Vayi, the bai lemisle, bal of nasan get, tainami chalitz of nasan get. In other words, we spoke about all the different scenarios, even though not every scenario was a chiddush, like we saw in Amud Aleph, here too as well. Not every scenario is a chiddush, and we taught out every single permutation possible. Okay. Now, this next case, it gets a little tricky. We might have to go back to the Gemara and Daf Nun Amud Beis to just fill in some of the gaps, or we could go run through it quickly and just rely on what we remembered. So Gemara says now, Bizman Shivachule, we had the end of the Mishnah. Remember, the end of the Mishnah said that when it comes to this concept of Ein Achar Bir Klum versus Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, our Mishnah said, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, regardless of whether it was Tchila, Emser, Sof. Regardless of what stage you did Chalitza, whether it's the first thing you did, whether it's the middle thing you did, or the last thing, Chalitza ends everything. However, Bia, we said, Ein Achar Bir Klum only works if it's the first thing you did, that was the Kinyan Bia, afterwards nothing's affected. But if there was done a get first, and then Bia, where it was a Mimer, get, and then Bia, then we don't say Ein Achar Bir Klum. According to the Tanakhama. It only works betchila. Then we saw Rabbi Nechemia in our Mishnah says, no, regardless of when it took place, just like chalitza is effective beginning, middle, end, so to be is effective beginning, middle, end. That was the Mishnah. So now the Gemara quotes a third opinion. Masnisin, delo kiai tana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tanya, Abba Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yushlaim, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Achas be'ila, v'achas chalitza, b'tchila ein achareklum, however, be'em sobesof yesh achareklum. He holds only when bia and also chalitza are done at the first stage, ein acharem klum, but if even the chalitza were done middle or last, then we don't say ein achareklum. The any actions done afterwards still have some chalos, according to Shita's Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara says, shlosh machlokas b'davar, there's a three-way machlokas, the two in the Mishnah, and now there's a opinion quoted by Rabbi Meir. The Gemara is going to try to explain a little bit the machlokas. The problem is Rashi doesn't give us too much here. He refers to the Gemara Nun Amud Beis. So it's really appreciated to go back to Nun Amud Beis and read a complicated Gemara there. So I'm going to, just for the sake of time, read through the Gemara. And if you want to really understand, then go back to that Gemara Nun Amud Beis to understand what's going on. So the Gemara says as follows. Gemara says, Yishlosh Machlokas Bedavar, Tanakama Savar, Bia Dikal Migzar Gazrin. Because the case of Bia, there's a need for Gzer by the Bia, and that's why they only allow Bia to begin in the beginning, but to be middle end, he had to be Gozer for some concern mentioned Daf Nun Amud Beis. However, Chalitza Delekal Migzar, there's no concern by Chalitza, he wasn't Gozer, lo Gazrin, and therefore it works whether it's Tchila Emser Sof. Rabbi Nechemia Savar, Bia Nami Lekal Migzar, even by Bia, there's no concern, no Gzera, and therefore it works equally beginning, middle, end. With the commerce, that which you said, Ligzer Biachar get. That concern that Tanakama had came in the Chalitza with the Raisa. Everybody knows that when a Chalitza is done, the Raisa, you're not going to confuse Chalitza with the case of get. The commerce Ligzer Biachar Maimer, Mishim Biachar Bia, came in the Bia the Raisa, Hamayadiyadi. Here too, this other Gzeri had a Biachar Maimer because of Biachar Bia, everyone knows the Bia initially done was a Raisa. That won't allow a Bia second Bia to be Chal. There's no need to be Gozer of Biachar Maimer. Again, you have to explain, go back to the Gemara there to appreciate it. And then finally, Abba Yossi ben Chanan, who quoted Rabbi Meir, Savarla, Kurabanan, the Gazi Bia, the Gaja Chalitza Mishim Bia. He felt just like there's a need for Gzer by the case of Bia, so too there's a need for Gzer by the case of Chalitza, Hajin Alach, Rabban Gamaliel. Let's begin now just the mission, a few lines of Gemara, this sixth parak now, Haba Yivamto. So the Mishnah tells us, appreciate for our Mishnah, that Haba Yivamto, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibam, when one has to perform Bia, Bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzim, regardless of whether or not it was done b'mezid, which means had kavana for znus. Rashi writes b'mezid l'shem znus v'lo l'shem mitzvah. It's still chal anyways. Whether it's shogig, which means Rashi says kasaver he ishto or isha acharis. He didn't realize it was his sister-in-law. He thought someone else. It still works. Bein b'onis, whether he was forced, and Gemara will explain what the onus is. Not today, but that's the bottom of today's daf. Tomorrow, I'll skip that for today. Bein b'ratzim, whether it's unwillingly, afilu hu shogega, v'hu mizida, hu mezid, v'hi mishogeges, hu anus, v'hi lo anusa, hi anusa, v'hu lo anus, whether or not, different parties were playing different kavanas, it all works. Echad hamara, echad hagomer, whether or not there was a mara, only tchias bila, whether it's a gemiras bira, b'kana, it's a kinnin, lo chilak, bein bila bia, regardless of which type of bia it is, Rashi says bein bia kadarka, shlo kadarka, bein hara lagmar bia, regardless of the type of bia, that's all going to be effective. V'chein haba al achas mikal arayos shabbatar. This is not only true by yibam, but even by the bias asurim, when it comes to the arayos as well. Opsilos, gon almana, the kohen gadol, grusha, v'chalutza, the kohen hedot, all these isurim, mamzeris, v'nisina, liyisrael, bas yisrael, l'mamzer, l'nisin, pasa, v'lo chilek bein bila bia. Just like there's no distinction between bia kadarka versus bia shlo kadarka, by yibam, so too in the isur level, the arayos, and all the other psulim, there's no distinction between different types of bias. And then the Gemara says, Maya filu. When the Mishnah said above the filu, said afilu he show afilu he was the case who shogeg he mezida or who mezid who shogegas. What's the chiddush there? So Gemara explains. Let me buy Kamar. Let me buy who shogeg he kemechavin lemitzah. Regardless, and needless to say, if he was shogeg, he wasn't sure the woman, and she had kavan l'shem mitzah. Mama, she had shem l'shem shemaim. Or inami who mezid he was doing l'shem zuz he kemechavin lemitzah, and she had kavana proper kavana. El afilu who shogeg he mezida. Meaning they're both to tevay lo kemechavni the shem mitzvah. Both parties don't have the shem mitzvah. Meaning if one has a shem mitzvah, one doesn't. Okay, that works. But even if no one has a shem mitzvah, nonetheless afilu hachi kana is still going to take effect. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mirza Hashem will continue together on Sunday. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.